How would you feel if I were to tell you that we could no longer guarantee the integrity of infrastructure that we take for granted every day? No doubt some of you would have crossed a bridge or maybe caught the train to get to work today. But have you ever given a second thought to the strength of that bridge you crossed? Or the possibility that the running gear on that train could collapse if it hasn't been maintained properly? But for engineering tradespeople whose work involves the building and maintenance of critical structures, the quality of their workmanship is critical for public safety. Now I'd like you to consider for a moment what it may mean for society should the quality of education we offer those tradespeople should begin to decline. My research investigates how the quality of engineering trade training has been impacted by changes to education policy and industry through the voices of very experienced engineering trade teachers from around Victoria, some of whom were involved in the building of the West Gate Bridge at the time of this collapse. Over the past few decades, globalisation, a downturn in manufacturing, and ideologies about markets in education have come together to produce an environment which is placing increasing pressure on educators to reduce the scope and content of training they can actually deliver to their apprentices. And this is occurring both at TAFE and in the private training sector. But what does it mean for tradespeople and public safety when we start talking about cutting down, narrowing and reducing the content of training? At what point do the forces of reduction impact the very competence of the graduates that we're sending out into the world of work? We've all heard about skill shortages and the swag of dodgy brother training providers that just seem to pop up overnight, handing out their trade certificates at lightning speed in exchange for fistfuls of government funding. Sure, this method produced more qualified tradespeople, but did anyone stop to consider the actual substance of these qualifications or the future implications for industry or public safety? Without substance, qualifications become meaningless and their value is lost. The sector stands accused of dumbing down and de-skilling apprentices to the point where the old toolmaker's adage, screwed, blued and tattooed, could be thought to sum up the situation rather appropriately. My research aims to not only capture and reveal the extent of damage already afflicting apprenticeship training, but to argue the case for reversing this trend before skills cease to be passed from master to apprentice and concepts of craftsmanship are forever lost to the annals of Australian industrial history.